League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
JT called the wrong girl a blowfish, honey. We'll get into that. Drama.
And Sofia Vergara's baby sis is taking off TV real estate. We've got the dish on that.
Also, Rihanna says John Hancock. Ooh, so much to get in today. So,
let's get this started.
Well, y'all, Stevie Wonder says there is superstition surrounding his blindness. During a recent show, the icon addressed some nasty rumors claiming he's been faking being blind his entire career. Listen to what he said.
You know, there have been rumors about me seeing and all that. But seriously, you know the truth. The truth is, shortly after my birth, I became blind.
But Stevie went on to say he sees people by the color of their spirit.
Oh, bless his soul. But I mean, you think about, how do you, he has kids.
Well,
so
you ain't got to see the. You ain't got to see.
So you just feel?
He couldn't find a condom.
You ever?
But how did he get to the person? To
well, you know what he know what a body feels like.
Are you a lights on person?
Oh no. Lights got to be off.
What do you think the color of your spirit would be, Gary?
Probably pink. Yeah, nice fluorescent pink, honey, and just brighten up his life.
Mm. Have you ever seen the comedian's joke, like Jamie Foxx when he was joking about Stevie Wonder being able to see? He was like, Steve A.L., Steve A.L. Steve A.L.
Moving on, JT claps back at the wrong fan. So a young lady by the name of Hillary hopped on TikTok to give her opinion on the new JT and MAC Cosmetics collaboration and said she wished MAC would have added one of their famous old shades of lip gloss that was discontinued to the collection. Well, JT took it as a diss and went in on a girl calling her Blowfish and warned her to not use her accomplishment to make it a complaint.
Wow.
But she definitely didn't see this response coming from Hillary. Take a listen to this.
I know you're not talking about people's faces. Please, because you got so much done to your face. Blowfish, bitch. I'm 8 months pregnant.
Yo, anytime somebody start their response with, I know you, it goes up from there. Well, JT commented back and apologized for calling her a blowfish, saying she didn't know she was pregnant and congratulated her. Now, Hillary says it was all good and she'll continue to listen to her music, but now everyone is coming for JT, calling her a body shamer. Now, do you feel like celebrities need to go back to the days where they didn't respond to the general public and just keep it cute?
Yes.
But what pregnancy have to do with her apologizing because she's pregnant?
Because her face...
She called her a blowfish.
Well, yeah, but that don't mean you talk to me.
But her face was... So she did.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Didn't really talk. She was speaking about a color that they didn't have anymore, a discontinued color that may not be in JT's collection or something, and JT took it as a diss. I don't think
JT jumped out the window with her initial response. Yeah. Like, right. All she was like, yo, this is cool and all, but like, what about that one shade that ain't no longer in the collection?
Yeah. Right. And Mac always does that. You'll get addicted to a shade and they'll discontinue it.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off.
Yeah. I wish they would
stop doing it. It ain't got nothing to do with JT. Yeah. Marrakesh just came back. I ain't gonna even talk about Mac. They always do that. It's so annoying.
I'm glad there's more than one person having the same plight with this company at one time.
They do it all the time.
I just think like the angry Mac fans. Like, bring back this color.
Yeah, I'm sure all of us want something to be brought back.
Mm-hmm. All right, just when I thought dreams like this couldn't come true, Sofia Vergara has a younger sister named Sandra, and she is just as H-O-T. And guess what? Sandra's making her debut on season 9 of Selling Sunset. Now, Sandra is no stranger to the camera. She was a journalist on E! For some time, and she made a couple of guest appearances here and there on a couple other shows. But Selling Sunset can get really catty. Do you think the girls are going to give her a hard time because of her famous sister, or do you think they're going to suck up to her?
She's definitely going to have a tough run up the hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The sequel is not always good as the original. And
this is just one photo. I really need to do some more research.
No, I've seen the others.
Oh, you've seen the others.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. As soon as I heard she had a sister, I was like, what?
There's another Vergara out there?
Yeah. They don't look that much alike.
No, not really. Yeah.
So
no.
It's funny, Selling Sunset is like, I feel like it's almost like a Real Housewife show, except instead of like being married to someone kind of famous, they're selling real estate and arguing. That's literally what the show is.
Yeah.
Sometimes they won't even sell a house. Oh. You know, they just argue about it.
So like every episode, it ends with whether they're gonna close or not?
Oh, they almost never close.
Oh, wow.
But these homes, what this is like, and don't get me wrong, I only know this because I had to cover the show one time. And so it's like, they'll go into like an empty, fantastic, like
beautiful
Cribs style home.
Yeah, $10 million home.
Yeah, and then get sassy about who's actually got the listing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Some real first world problems.
Real first world problems.
So wow.
Beautiful. Well, moving on. Rihanna, honey, says she is not wasting her time on American history. An influencer caught up with the mogul and quizzed her on a bit of American history. And here's how it went.
First person to sign the Declaration of Independence. Go.
Oh, you know I'm not American. I don't need to know that.
I just had to see. Good job.
She's not American. She's from Barbados.
She's famously not American.
When you're in America, you do like the Americans.
No.
She's in America, damn it. She collected money here.
She was way out of high school and out of college or whatever went by the time she was singing.
What they said was John Hancock. I thought it was George Washington. So
well,
I'm in America.
It's sort of a misleading question because lots of people signed the Declaration of Independence. He just happened to sign it bigger. That's like...
Yeah.
Didn't Martin Luther King sign it too?
No, that was... He missed it by like, I don't know, like 100 years.
More than that.
You don't even know your history. You talk about Rihanna.
Yeah.
You're from here. You live here. You're American.
If they took Black history out of the school, they took all other ones out too.
The Declaration of Independence, though, Gary.
Yeah, but child.
They kind of beat you over the head with that.
Yeah.
Really?
That was
they ain't beat me because I don't remember it. I'm like her, honey. I'm not American. I'm African American.
Oh,
you know American money.
Right. Well, we all know Kelly Ripa is very open about her sex life with her hubby, Mark Consuelos. But Kelly says she has recently become repulsed by his sexual desires. Ooh, during an interview, Kelly said Mark likes his sex at the top of the morning with the funk of sleep on her breath. Listen to this.
Your ways in.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Night.
My ways at night only.
So in the morning, like, do you kiss too with the morning breath?
Yeah, he wants to kiss, which I find. And I have a retainer in.
No, I know.
Rip that out.
No, the retainer.
And he's got like his nasal strips on. It's like we are the most repulsive.
I know.
Disgusting.
They don't care.
Now that's the craziest, honey. So what is wrong with morning sex? And that's the best way could you
Once
get energized.
Once you're married, you shouldn't care. And they've exactly. been together forever. Like mm-hmm.
Kelly, he's just telling you how attracted to you he is.
To where he doesn't care what condition your breath is in.
Yeah, and you shouldn't care that he got on a nasal strip.
Thank
so
you.
What?
That should help with the performance. You breathe.
Also, yeah. I've been, listen, sometimes you could, I could see, all right, I'll play devil's advocate. She's like, oh, our breath stinks. Well, then you just both make that real quick run to go brush your teeth, and you make that real quick run right back, and then you just get it going. Also, in the mornings is when testosterone is the highest.
Exactly.
Don't kiss then. Just get it
exactly,
in.
Exactly, yeah.
Don't kiss then. Just get it in.
Yeah.
Colgate.
Write that check.
Run, her money.
My Lord. Well, up next, honey, Miss Suki Waterhouse warns the girls, baby, to stay away from tight pants. Honey, we've got the dish on why after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
When it comes to saying beauty is pain, I fear that singer Suki Waterhouse has raised the stakes. After being quiet on social media, fans started to tweet Suki asking about her whereabouts. Well, y'all, Suki eventually responded with the picture of her in the hospital and said this: "Have you ever considered I wore pants so tight 6 months ago it caused a hernia and I've been too scared to tell you?"
Ooh, wow. Mm.
But that's like wearing a tight shoe. The price you gotta pay, like she said, for beauty. Hell, you gotta
She's skinny as a toothpick. How
yeah.
tight could the pants be?
What's she wearing?
I mean, so tell me, you never wore tight pants, but you wanted to show your print or nothing for the people to see?
No.
Really?
Nope. No, most men, I mean, I shouldn't say most men. You can't wear too tight of pants. Things get real uncomfortable with your luggage.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of guys like to do. Right? To wear them tight. Your pants too tight.
Is that what they say? Is that what they said that to you, Gary?
They say what?
Your pants too tight.
What voice is that?
Who says that?
What accent is that?
African American.
Oh.
Some dumb young boy.
Yo, for years there has been rumors that Bruno Mars has racked up over $50 million in gambling debt during his residency at Park MGM in Las Vegas. And despite Park MGM speaking out and denying the rumors, they still won't go away. Well, true or not, Bruno Mars refuses to let the rumors get him down. He's even having fun with it. Now, after a surprise performance with Rosé at SoFi Stadium, Bruno Mars posted a clip with the caption, "Almost out of debt, baby. Appreciate you, Rosé." So, hey, man, he's leaning into the rumors, making it work for him.
Yeah, but I think he in debt because, honey, that rumor been out for a minute.
Child, that man could perform and be out of debt in one show.
Well, we hope so.
And he's performing at MGM in Vegas. Come on, he ain't in no debt.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they wouldn't let him leave Vegas, then
that'd be different.
Yeah, then we have a different problem to talk about.
If he
about.
Was playing MGM 7 nights a week.
A matinee show, an right. evening yeah, yeah. show.
If Bruno Mars had cheap tickets in Vegas, right. then that might be different.
Right.
Well, speaking of being in debt, honey, influencer Cleo Trapper has a message for those, honey, trying to keep up with the Joneses. Watch this.
Hey! You don't need it. You only got it because you seen that celebrity in it. And that celebrity didn't even buy it.
Hold on.
The brand sent it to them. Yeah, now you about to bust your brain trying to figure out how you gonna afford it.
Well, Vue did buy me some shoes and I'm glad because she knew I needed some shoes. So, honey,
That's the last damn thing you need is some shoes. We're not going to talk about the racks you needed to supply all them shoes. You did not need no shoes. If they know you and they've been keeping up with you, they know you don't need no shoes.
But I thank you so much again, honey, for the shoes. So.
How'd you even call somebody to get you some shoes?
Same way he called Monica to pay for his food.
Yeah, well, she saw me in the shoe store and I had then looked at him a long time and looked at him. Then I put them down, and she told me, she said, Gary, I'll buy you those shoes. I said, no, don't do that. She said, yeah. And she bought the shoes, and I thought that was so nice of her. I was very grateful.
Such a con artist. Y'all watch
don't
out for Gary.
Don't say that, Brad. He is not a con artist.
A con artist and a manipulator and will get you to buy him anything because he'll act like he's so broke.
Well, Brad knew how broke I was. She brought me all those racks from my closet. Thank you, Brad.
I only bought those because he needed some organization and he didn't know where to go to buy the racks because you had to order them online at a certain place that you have to have a membership to.
Yeah, and God bless you, baby. Those racks was $350 a rack. I could have never afforded that.
Shut up. See, there it goes. He's a con artist. Don't buy it. Don't buy him nothing.
No. Scammy with the T.
Okay.
All right, up next, you're in for a treat. How to train your drone.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kragen is streaming now, and Andrew Froyen is in Norway.
Wow.
I know, right?
Wow.
Where's our trip to Norway? He's dishing with the cast. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, now, How to Train Your Dragon is now available to buy or rent on digital, and our buddy Andrew Froyen went to Norway to celebrate. He tried his hand at various skills, including shooting arrows and rowing on a Viking ship. And, of course, he got the scoop on the movie from the director and the cast. Check it out.
First of all, I want to thank you both for paying for me to come to Norway.
Of course, straight out of my
pocket. Because
it came
out of your pocket.
Yes.
Nico didn't pay a dime. It was just me, because I love you.
Okay, thank you. all right, let's get real. How big of a diva are the dragons? I mean, did they have demands?
Talk about the dragons. Let's talk about this one.
No, because people will think you're being serious. You're like, I am.
dragons are the biggest. Have you seen them one time on this press tour? No, I think that's telling.
Toothless was also scheduled for today, but where is he? He's off.
Classic.
He's too fancy.
He suntans.
Okay. All right. I want to ask you guys your first day when you got on the gimbal and you're on the rig. Do I call it a rig?
Yeah.
I want to know what you were feeling like, and then when they turned on the Beyonce fan and you're like in the zone. Yes. Like, take me through that day.
I still had I think some like kind of stunty stuff left to do. So I actually got to the gimbal a bit later than everyone else did. And I remember one time I walked through and I saw you doing it. And
I was the first
Beyonce
and last
fan,
on the gimbal.
And the Beyonce fan was on. And you were like,
We've never called it that before. I like that.
Yeah, it was a Beyonce. And
it makes
I remember
me
looking
feel
at
a
you,
lot cooler.
I remember looking at him.
Because I'm
thinking,
sitting there just blue screen, just.
But that was my thought. Like, is I was like, as cool as this is, this looks really dumb. Because it's just like, it's nothing.
No, a lot of conversations me and Nico had was just, we
look
really,
really
stupid right now, huh? Yeah, and like, me personally, I was like, I think think we look really cool.
I think we look pretty sick.
I look awesome. She's like, negative.
Really important question. Who is easier to work with, animated Gerard Butler or live action Gerard Butler?
Well, animated Gerard Butler, we can make him do whatever we need him to do. Live action, you kind of have to put up with you know, a little bit of the daily events. There are lots of surprises and delays, but you know, he's such a pro. He's good natured. He can roll with any sort of delays or the heat of his costume or the glue peeling off of his face as the beard falls off. He weathers all of these events with good nature.
Really important question is, what Viking look would you rock today? Like, what would you put in your everyday wardrobe?
Bastards.
Just whole thing?
Whole thing.
Skirt and all?
Damn straight.
Yes.
Was that a wig?
You have mine?
Were you wearing a wig in that, or was that your hair?
That was my hair.
What?
Yeah.
I was like, you could
straighten it every day.
Yeah. So they were straight, they straighten it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
so
they
what?
Use wax, because my hair is super curly.
Ah.
So, give you this mean side part.
Mean side part.
Mean side part.
Justin Bieber had nothing on me.
So. Would you wear the horns?
The horns?
Like, yeah. The helmet.
I'd take the helmet.
Okay.
I wish I got the helmet, that would have been cool. I'll get it for the second one. I'll get my helmet.
I want you both to size me up. What would my Viking name be?
Viking name?
Mm. Mm-hmm. I like this.
Yeah, like, I feel pretty good.
Wait, give me some right characteristics.
I like to travel. I like food.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
I like money.
Ooh. Rich Grumble. Rich Grumble.
Rich Grumble.
Sounds like a SoundCloud rapper.
That's kind of good.
It's kind of good, right?
Rich Grumble. Rich Grumble. You
are. Okay, Rich Grumble I am. Done.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I don't either. This is scary.
My job's done. Done. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You so
I
much.
Love this movie.
Oh,
I love you, Rich Grumble.
So
thank you. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. It's time for
What the Fashion?
Now, Louis Vuitton, y'all, creative director Pharrell Williams, honey, has dropped a new sneaker. Now, as you can see, these nice, elegant sneakers have a price tag of only $1,100 to $1,400, which is very cheap.
Yep, and I'm about to stop you right there, Gary, because fans can't help but to notice that these are just a fancy version of the Nike Cortez that only goes for $90. Now, as a result, Pharrell has been called out and is getting backlash for putting a price tag that high on a shoe that already goes out for, you know, it's already out and it goes for way cheaper. Mm-hmm. What y'all think?
Well, if you don't want the Louis Vuittons, honey, don't get them. Go get you the cheap ones.
Ooh, that's close.
It ain't that damn close.
Yes, it's very close.
That looks like the same shoe, just about. Yeah, well, you know, because they got the golden arches, and the other ones got the golden arcs.
No, that's just like the Chrysler 300 and the damn Bentley.
No, that's a damn lie.
Well, you know they said that the Chrysler look like a Bentley.
It's showing yeah. The hell don't. So, you know when they pull up next to each other what one is and what one ain't.
Well, yeah, well.
The same bad, little tiny hands are making both sets of those shoes.
This is true.
Yeah. I would rather have the Louis Vuitton.
Those look $90, I hate to say it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they gave you the base model default
right,
color.
That's true.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Those are like the shoes you buy out the box at the gas station.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's all the tea we have for you today. So tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.